Yesterday, Lindsay Jacob Ellis learned the difference between being a star and being a champion. Unfortunately, the 20-year-old from Stratton, Vermont, had to learn it with millions of people watching at the Winter Olympic Games. Ms. Jacob Ellis was 50 yards ahead of Tanja Frieden of Switzerland in the first woman snowboard cross race ever in the Olympics. She looked over her shoulder and saw no one. Now, all the rest you'll hear today, that she felt the weight of an Olympic gold medal around her neck and heard the ka-ching of endorsing Platinum American Express cards in her ears, is speculation. Ms. Jacob Ellis says only that her legs felt like string and the wind was strong. She wanted to stabilize herself in the air going over the next to the last jump, so she grabbed the bottom of her board the way showboating snowboarders and skateboarders do from Basel to Mumbai to Detroit. It's a flourish, like French cuffs, ribbons on a present, or whipped cream and a cherry. Then Lindsay Jacob Ellis fell to earth, slam dunk on her snow-suited bottom, scrambled to her knees, and crawled across the finish line for second place and a silver medal. Then something really terrible happened. Sports writers and broadcasters who can sound as sanctimonious as the Archbishop of Canterbury began to psychoanalyze, second-guess, and pity Lindsay Jacob Ellis. When she said she was only trying to stabilize herself, they demanded more, as if she'd fired buckshot into her hunting partner. Her coach, Peter Frey, was shown sinking into the snow with his hands over his eyes, as if he'd just seen the Hindenburg burst into flame. At first, he told reporters, well, I guess she was trying just to stay stable, but obliging broadcasters ran the videotape for him over and over again, like it was the beating of Rodney King, until he finally said, she definitely styled a little too hard there. Snowboard racing, pipelining, the half-pipe, the double half-calf mochaccino, and whatever they call the other new Olympic sports, were included to bring a little new zing into the old games. You can't want to put their flash, zing, and bling on primetime TV and then expect young performers to act with the circumspection of Condoleezza Rice. Lindsay Jacob Ellis's family rushed over to hug her as she wiped the ice from her pants. A parent's pride isn't so much in having a daughter who wins medals as much as one who is willing to be at practice at 5 in the morning, morning after morning, to achieve something. Last night, she suggested to reporters in a conference call that what they called showboating, she considers joy. I was having fun, she said. Snowboarding is fun. I was ahead. I wanted to share my enthusiasm with the crowd. I messed up. Oh, well, it happens. It does.
When I was a kid about 3:30, my ma said, daughter, come here to me. Says things may come and things may go, but this is one thing you ought to know. Oh, tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's what gets results. Tain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. Tain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. Tain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. That's what gets results. You can try hard. Don't hold
Ella, who else?